debris is still surfacing from what investigators believe is Malaysia Airlines Flight 370. Experts looking to pinpoint where the plane went down and where the rest of its debris can be found could have an unlikely tool in barnacles. A team of international investigators are nearly certain that a piece of Boeing 777 wing found on the island of Reunion in the Indian Ocean last week is from the lost Malaysia Airlines Flight 370. The job of the team, which includes oceanographers and other marine experts, is to figure out how this particular piece of debris wound up on that particular island. Marine biologist Molly Lutkovich at the UMass Boston School for the Environment says she hopes investigators won't overlook the barnacles covering the piece of wing and any other objects that may surface.
Their shells tell a story, and the calcareous composition of the shell can tell a story about the ocean temperatures and salinity that the barnacle grew in over its lifespan. And it just occurred to me, and actually separately to my former collaborator, that those gooseneck barnacles on that debris could possibly be used to figure out what the path of that debris was.
Lutkovich and her former collaborator, John Killingly, established that isolated isotopes of barnacles could be used to track the migration patterns of deep-sea animals. Killingly, a retired paleogeochemist currently living in Australia, contacted Lutkovich last week when he noticed gooseneck barnacles on the recovered debris while watching the news.
He and I both saw it and thought the same thing at the same time. And we emailed each other, and we both said, gee, we really hope that someone understands that those barnacles might be especially useful for the forensic team.
The small arthropods are extremely adaptable moochers and can make a life for themselves wherever or on whatever they choose to attach. Their free rides often lead them to unexpected places. Along the way, they stick out their tongues for food and in the process of digestion, record their biological histories in their shells, thus creating a natural GPS effect.
If you can look at the oxygen and the carbon records that are recorded by their shells, they actually grow in some relationship to the temperatures that they're growing in. They also record a record of salinity. And so you can understand that if you're able to finally sample that shell and you know basically or have a guess of how long that barnacle lived, you can then go backwards to tell the story, to reconstruct the changing ocean temperatures and salinities that barnacle basically lived through.
In this case, the barnacles could provide crucial clues about the mysterious plane disappearance and perhaps provide a degree of closure for families of the Malaysia Flight 370 passengers. Chiquita Pascal, WGBH News, Boston's local NPR.